Welcome, you're listening to The Women Re-Elevated on Thor Radio Network. I'm Layla, your host, and my mission is to exemplify righteousness and abundance, to inspire, uplift, and empower those who are willing to lives of vision, action, persistence, accomplishment, wealth, and contribution through a never-ending quest for the discovery and application of truth, to shine my light wherever I am and wherever I go. The Women Re-Elevated is an extension of my mission, as we as women are the measure of our nation. We need to raise ourselves up to the highest possible standard and take our men, sons, and daughters with us, all re-elevated. Thank you for joining us each and every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Women Re-Elevated on Thor Radio Network.
Greetings, everyone. Today is a wonderful Wednesday, July the 29th, 2015. Welcome to Thor Radio Network, founded by our very own Brother Sharif. Welcome to the Women Re-Elevated. I'm Layla, your sister, your host. I'm joined today by Thor's beautiful and powerful matriarch, Yama. I'm always grateful for the opportunity to be able to come before you so we can share together in common unity, also known as Thor Unity. All praises to the Most High for using me as an instrument for positive, constructive, and organized change for the benefit of all. The Women We Elevated was born out of a mission to edify women back to their rightful place in an elevated state on the right hand of God, with truth and virtues emanating in everything that she does. And in so doing, she will bring her man with her together. In turn, they will bring their sons and daughters, so they can live, obviously, in that utopia world that we all look forward to, that we actually exhibit each and every day in our lives that we're supposed to. With that being said, Yama, are you out there? Let's see. Yama, are you there?
Yes, I am. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Another beautiful light day. Yes. And it's all about being one with the Creator. And women, which when you analyze the word women, it has man right there. So this is not a separate, this is nothing about separating. It's about re-elevating, making us complete. And that re has a lot to do with Ra. When I looked up the re, it referred me to Ra, and that's the deity of the creator, the creation. So we're all about re-elevating women, putting us right where we belong, one with the Creator. And if woman is there, man is right there. And the seed, the offspring, all partake of it. And so we're all about doing what we have to do, messages that we, or guests that we have on the program, and so women and men can hear truth, and that will be a part of their life. That will be their life, knowing what the truth is. You know, one thing about hearing, after you hear, you analyze it, you have to understand. And when you understand what you're hearing and the truth and the light that's coming forth, it just brings that unity, it brings that oneness, it brings that community where we all share. And we all share with others what we have, and we just bring more light and more light and more light until we just know the way that we should go, and that's how we respond to truth. Layla, that's what it's all about, just receiving it, gravitating to it, knowing that you have a choice now, and your choice will take you on your right path, on your life path, to complete what you're sent here to do. And that's what re-elevated, women re-elevated is all about. And we get restored. We become new. We explore different areas that we didn't even think we were capable of doing. But we are, because we are women who are re-elevated. And we go into the unknown, and we have no fear, and we accomplish what we're supposed to do. And that's why we're here. And the time for that is now, Layla, Sister Layla.
Ma'am.
The time for that is now.
Absolutely.
With no fear. Go full force ahead. When you understand and you get that truth, that's when you have your importance in life. Because you can accomplish all. There's nothing outside your reach. So, Sister Layla, that's what it's all about. Women being re-elevated. And
that's
leaving no one out. No one is left out. When a woman is re-elevated, no one is left out.
That's beautiful. Absolutely. That's right. Nobody is left out.
Yes, 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 yes. Because we become the community, which brings that unity, which brings that one, which make all things complete.
That's beautiful. Absolutely. Well, you know, with that being said, I mean, there's nothing more to be said after you just said that, Yama. I'm just going to segue. And just play, I'm going to play a clip, and then we're going to come back and we're going to introduce our
very, very special guest, Robert E. Kreiner. We're going to just take a pause for a moment. There are people that are still coming on. I know that we usually get started in the show. They are accustomed to getting started in the show about 10:20-ish, but we actually started. We told everyone to be on time, but I see the board still starting to light up. So we're going to take just a pause. We're going to get you salivated to hear our wonderful esteemed guest.
Your brain is like a circuit switch. Once you believe you are something, you actually embody it. You embody that feeling. If you were, God forbid, in a coma, and you woke up, and you didn't really have a memory, and you were told that you used to be a Navy SEAL, and they want you back now when you're healthy, do you think you'd act differently and hold yourself differently, conduct yourself different, and have a different self-concept of who you are than if you were told you were a piano instructor? Being successful in life is all about having the proper belief system in who you are. Truly believing that you are something unique, that you are something special in that field. If you truly believe inside of you that you are one of the best actors in the world, you will be entirely different than if you're like, I hope I'm good. Your expressions will be totally different. Your tone of voice. You'll talk in a more convincing fashion. You'll use your natural voice instead of a scripted one. You'll be more emphatic. You'll be more real, more relatable. Our brain is like a circuit. And so if we introduce it with the proper wiring, you're going to go straight to your target. If you're unsure about who you are, then your dreams, your goals, they will never become a reality. Everyone has mental doubts in life, internal conflicts. Even the most successful people that you look up to, but they don't live there. It's how you handle those negative thoughts in that exact moment and overwhelm them with positive action. And that comes with this utmost confidence in yourself that you can handle the situation. Trust in yourself that you are better than the moment. The great think differently. The great see differently, right? The great have a different worldview. The great, they approach the game in a totally different way. So I need you to do me a huge favor. I need you to think about what you're thinking about when your effort is low. Because if you can get this, you can get any success you want in life. You can have anything you want in life if you can get this. The next time you give a low effort, right? You give it 70% or 50% or 30%. I want you to think about what you're thinking about when your effort is low. If your effort is low, you're probably not thinking about the opportunity. You're probably thinking about the obligation. And when you think about E.T., how you stay pumped up. E.T., how you stay on fire. E.T., how you always driven. Even in the midst of trials and tribulations. Even in the midst of your haters. When people try to break you and tear you down. E.T., how you stay strong. I keep thinking about the opportunity. Every single day, I'm thinking about the opportunity, and I'm not looking at this thing as an obligation. I'm not looking at this thing as something that I have to do, or that I'm forced to do, right? Something that somebody's making me do. Every time I wake up, I'm thinking, I'm alive, baby, this is the day. This is an opportunity. If you want what you've never had before, if you want to do what you've never done before, if you want to be what you've never been before, change your mentality. And I want you to see that effort goes up when you look at it as, I got an opportunity of a lifetime. But you should be excited about the fact that you have an opportunity.
Wow. I hope that got everybody's salivated juices flowing for our wonderful, wonderful guest that we're about to introduce.
Sister Layla?
Yes, Yama.
There was a lot of static when you had the tape on.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone else heard it, but maybe I don't know whether it's just something to do with my phone or something. But there was a lot of static. I don't know. Did you hear a lot of static?
There was a section where the speaker had their voice raised, and there was a little bit of static, but then it cleared itself out.
Okay.
But I apologize for that if that's the case. But nonetheless, if that happened, then it means it wasn't meant to happen, and the real live man is here to pick up for.
Yeah, Layla, it's blessings. This is Brother Sharif. That video clipping does have a little bit of static in it. That's the way it was unfortunately recorded. But I have your clipping, so we can go right to it before you bring in your guests. All right?
Okay, awesome. All right, thank you so much. Everyone, please bear with us for a moment, and we will be right
there. The Optimist Creed. And if you're an optimist, ladies and gentlemen, you will recognize this information. The Optimist Creed goes like this. It simply says, I promise myself. And I pushed out the word promise to put it toward the I commit myself. All right, so I'm going to simply say the Optimist Creed, and I'm going to say it with power, feeling, and conviction so that it can make a difference in my life. But also, every time I present to an audience, I make a difference with their lives. So here's where we go. I commit myself to be so strong that nothing can disturb my peace of mind, to talk health and happiness and prosperity to every person I meet, to make all my friends feel that there is something in them, to look at the sunny side of everything and make my optimism come true, to think only of the best, to work only for the best, and to expect only the best, to be just as enthusiastic about the success of others as I am about my own, to forget the mistakes of the past and press on to the greater achievements of the future, to wear a cheerful countenance at all times and give every person I meet a smile, to give so much time to the improvement of myself that I have no time to criticize others, to be too large for worry, too noble for anger, too strong for fear, and too happy to permit the presence of trouble. Ladies and gentlemen, remember, whatever you do, whatever you say, whatever you think, understand and know that the mark of greatness is upon you. Be well.
Woo! Yes, that is Mr. Robert E. Kleiner, also known as Mr. Enthusiast. He is our guest today, and he's an exciting communicator. He's been empowering audiences since 1990. What Robert shares with people is not just theory. His own personal experience of growing through and overcoming obstacles and challenges. Isn't that what we see every time we turn on the media? Isn't that what we talk about here on Thor Radio Network, the obstacles and challenges? Don't we help those that have issues, debt issues, primarily on the Debt Show on Tuesday, and help them overcome their financial debt issues? Aren't we here and about helping people? Robert has changed and progress through the same positive motivational techniques, strategies, and principles he shares with people in all walks of life. Robert has earned a bachelor's degree in 1979 at Angelo State University in San Angelo, Texas. His leadership ability and marketing skills have been sharpened through association with 3M National Advertising, as well as retail sales and sales promotion. Before reaching the age of 30, Robert successfully operated his own outdoor advertising firm, selling the company in 1991 to pursue a full-time career in motivational speaking and personal development training. It is my pleasure and my honor to welcome our esteemed guest today, Robert E. Kleiner. Robert, are you there?
Good morning, Sister Layla. I am here.
Good morning. I'm so grateful that you have etched out some time in your schedule to be with the Women Reelevated today. I know that everyone is sitting on the edge of their chair with bated breath waiting to hear the words that you have to say. And I'm just so grateful that we found that Optimist Creed, because for those of you who don't know, Robert and I met, and I'm going to have you share, Robert, and we were prepared and to go over the Optimist Creed, but I received the Optimist Creed from Robert E. Kleiner back in 2001, and he gave that to me when we met. So, Robert, you take the floor. I'd like for you to share how we met and where you are and what we're doing, what you're doing today.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thanks so much for having me on. And this conversation has been a long time coming, and it's certainly in divine mind to do so. Primarily, we met as I generally meet all agreed and kindred souls and spirits throughout the United States of America, and the issue is that simply in the audience, and we just connected. I believe we shared the Optimist Creed with you, and you have been running and living it ever since. The Optimist Creed is just something, a tool that literally, if a person says it morning, noon, and night, which is recommended by our organization, Share the Vision Success Network, that there constitutes an incredible change inside, in consciousness, in spirit, in mind, and even in body. And so it's just an honor to meet and greet folks like you, Sister Layla, where you come on the path and you not only shine a light, but you offer up prayers on our continued success for our organization and the events that we are preparing to continue to bless, heal, and prosper people with.
That's beautiful, Robert. And inquiring minds want to know, and because we, you know, we share the fact, and I didn't realize this until recently, because Robert came in and into the area a few months ago, and he was sharing his story. And all the time that I've known Robert, he'd mentioned that fact that he was personally trained by Les Brown. Can you please share with all of our listeners how that came about? Because you shared that at the presentation that you had made when we met a few months ago.
Sure. The issue, again, and it's so vivid, and in terms of looking back at time and space, you get to that point where you enjoy sharing the story, if you will. It was 1989 on August the 28th at the Arlington Convention Center, which is no longer there. I was invited by a couple of friends to come and hear Les Brown. At the time, I was living in Grand Prairie, Texas. For those geographically, Grand Prairie, Texas is right next to Arlington, Texas. And so some friends who were in the Plano, Dallas area decided to come through Grand Prairie, pick me up, and take me to this event to hear the dynamic and wonderful Les Brown. At that point in time, I owned and operated an outdoor advertising company and felt that I was on top of the world. Felt that I didn't need anything. I didn't need any motivation or anything that Mr. Brown had. However, when my friends came by to get me and took me to this event, we quickly realized that we were in a special moment in time. And as Les Brown continued to talk that evening, I thought to myself, this is it. You know, God, this is it. This is what I've been seeking. This is what I've been searching. This is what I want to do. And because there were only about 70 people, that's 70 people in the audience that evening, even though there were 400 chairs, so it could tell you where the capacity of those people's mindsets were. 330 people missed an opportunity to meet and greet Les Brown and also be in the presence of greatness. Because I say that all the time, because that is the night that everything changed for me. And because the numbers were so low and Les Brown was accessible, we actually got a chance to visit. And one of the great things about Les is that he is such a character, and he said these words to me. He said, you're the reason I came. And it just dawned, it stunned me, and I didn't know what to think. However, I did go to Detroit, Michigan, as he and his family were living in Detroit at the time, and I went to Detroit to actually work with Les Brown, and he worked with me for a couple of days, and the process was to bring me awareness on what to do as a motivational speaker, who was my audience, who I was going to talk to, what did I need to learn and know. He introduced me to wonderful individuals like Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, Tony Robbins, Wayne Dyer, Louis Hay, Dottie Walters, and these are incredible individuals. Vic Ziegler, who was in my backyard in Dallas, Texas at the time, and he basically worked with me, again, 48 straight hours, and basically said, this is what you do, and this is how you do it. And he's been consistently not only a mentor, but a friend for life. And that's how I came into the speaking and training business. It's just been phenomenal. I say to people all the time, when you are ready for a thing, it does appear. And on August 28th, 1989, I was ready to meet Les Brown, and he was ready to meet me.
That's incredible. And then we talk about expectation. You know, we talked a little bit about that. I mean, we talk about that a lot. And I know that's part of the philosophy, and I'll let you speak to everyone about that. There's another, I'm going to just go from one dynamic really to another dynamic. And this is, I'm bringing this forward because I don't know how we had conversation and how that conversation ensued. I don't remember actually, Robert, but there was conversation about the late Pastor Miles Monroe and the fact that you had mentioned the fact that you knew him. And that just astounded me because I had never heard of Pastor Miles Monroe until he was introduced by Brother Sharif on the Thor Network. And he had been playing a lot of the clips for Pastor Miles Monroe. And so now I've become a fan of Pastor Miles Monroe. So it's like a duality here. And I just want you to express how you came to know of the great and late Pastor Miles Monroe.
Yeah, that is another awesome story because someone gave me his first book, and it's probably the first book that I ever read from cover to cover because I recognized it was actually separating the religious tone from the spiritual tone. And I just fell in love with the book, and I was in a church, a standard church at the time, that was really steeped in a lot of dogma. And someone gave me this book, and I read it. And after I read it, anytime I read a book, I like to reach out to the author and sort of see his or her consciousness in terms of what they could add to the book and even to be in a circle of unity, to be able to work together at some capacity. Where it turned out that Miles Monroe was actually coming to Dallas to speak at a church, and then the same sort of scenario with Les Brown, and actually waited for a long, long time, but did get a chance to go up and shake his hand, and the smile that he gave me was very magical, and it was simpler, very similar to what Les Brown said. He says, "I came here for you," and it just blew me away. But the phenomenal part about it, his truth in the gospel and how he taught the gospel and how applied the gospel became in very practical ways. And we're talking back in the early 90s. But just a phenomenal individual and a phenomenal spirit and teacher. He is that still because, again, his impact is seen in a lot of ministerial administrations, as well as churches across the world, not just America, but across the world. So again, Miles Monroe has left an incredible legacy on this planet. And I am honored that I got a chance to meet and then study under him as well.
Wow. So you bring a lot of brevity to Alex. For unity here. So, what is sharing a vision? And I just wanted to ask you a few questions. And I just want you to go ahead and tell everyone what I am sharing a vision is all about. What you're doing. I know that you deal with a lot of youth, so that they know who Robert E. Kleiner is. We already have know what's in the core of you, by virtue of who you associate with, or who you continue to associate with. So, tell us a little bit about Robert E. Kleiner.
Well, the concept and the idea of sharing a vision was birthed through my connection with various speakers and trainers throughout the early 90s. As I said, Les Brown introduced me to some wonderful people. Again, Dr. Norma Vincent Hill and all of these great people. But the one thing I found out is that great people love to share their information. And so many of these individuals simply sent me cassettes, and this certainly dates us, but cassettes and books and flyers and newsletters and all of those things, and they just shared a part of themselves with me. And again, did it willingly, did it freely. I didn't have a lot of money back then, but they would just send tapes and all of these wonderful, wonderful tools that helped me on my personal development journey. And I'm a meditator, and I live in Oklahoma, and I have an area where I go to meditate, and many people say I have a Moses complex because I go up on a mountain. It's called Spirit Mountain there in Oklahoma, and I go up and I meditate and I pray and I ask and I bless and I prosper and I heal other folks. As I was meditating one day, this is in my early stages of the speaking and training, it just came to me. It came to me very strong that I am to share a vision. I'm to share. And sharing vision is basically sharing that part, the perfect essence of who you are, your purpose, your passion, and share it persistently with people from all walks of life. And so thus, sharing a vision was born. And our mission statement, or purpose statement, if you will, is to help and empower people to see, accept, and to achieve their greatness. And back in the 90s, no one was really using the word greatness. In fact, in Dallas, Texas, I was run out of several churches and several schools and several businesses for using the word greatness. And I indeed know, not believe, but I know that the mark of greatness is in each individual. And so to share that message with people from all walks of life has just been an outstanding perspective, just wonderful in every source of the imagination, and to be creative and to be alive and to share this vision with people. And so I go back to say the sharing the vision concept has been the purpose and fulfillment in my life. And again, in many lives that we've touched around, not only in North America, in the USA, but across the world. So I'm really honored and blessed to be continued to do this. Now, the addition to that, the IamSharingAVision.com is a new perspective because it brings in the Moses concept, which is I am, which is the whole perspective of Moses wanting to do what he needed to do, and then just simply saying, you know, God, who am I? Who am I to do this? And if you understood or knew my background coming through the housing projects, dad was not there, but mother raising four wonderful children to get an education and go to college and all those things, working two and three jobs. So the fundamental thing coming from there to being here now, I understand the whole concept and the fundamental principle of what God is saying to us. He's simply saying, once you put the I am on it, then you are anointed and you're appointed to do incredible things, just like Moses or just like any of the prophets or the sisters who have done great things in the good book, which is the Bible. So I just want to share that part with you. That's what the I am stands for. The I am, meaning God is with me always. God is with us. When you say I am successful. I am prosperous. I am healthy. I am wealthy. You are basically speaking, and basically it comes down to this. What you say will be the way.
Robert, there was a pause.
I'm there. I'm there. I'm there. Nothing else needs to be said on that subject. Woo! Look here, I got happy myself there. Sister Layla right there.
That's the whole program right there. No, but, you know, but I agree with you 100% on that. I mean, you know, we've talked on several occasions and more recently than we have in the past, and that's just very key and pivotal. And that's what we talk about. It's how we think is what proceeds to what we say, and what
yes.
We say is very powerful. So that's why we have to be careful about what we think, and then we have to be extra careful about what we allow to come out of our mouths, because we know it goes into the ethers, into the universe forever and ever, and then never to be retracted.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes.
So, Robert, you and I speak about this a lot, and the principalities, obviously, we're talking about from a spiritual perspective, but like I am, you're a Think and Grow Rich practitioner, and there are some principles that you espouse through those principles, and we realize that all of that emanates from the Most High God, and we understand what's happened in the world and how things have been taken and stolen, and some people take this information and call it their own, but we realize that, you know, the originators of the information, where it comes from. What do you have to say about any of those principles, and what would you say to people who are going through some things right now? What would you say to them? I mean, because I know your mission is see, accept, and achieve. Basically, what I'm saying is, and asking you, how does one go through that? Can you take us through that process?
That's a very good question, excellent question. And the issue is that the principles are very basic or simplistic, if you will. And that is, you have to see what it is that you want to be, what you want to become. I believe that there's an author that put it out there this way: you must become being, then do, and then have. And what society has taught us, I know in the earlier days of school and education, was to go to school and then get a job, and then you can have. But they missed out on the beingness. You know, you've got to be first. So in order to see, you have to be. The second thing is that you have to accept. You have to accept that you are a divine expression of God. You have to accept that. And until you accept that, you won't have a real personal relationship with the Creator. You'll always be praying to a God outside yourself. And so what you want to do is accept that God is here for us. And God loves us and honors us and values us. And as that is the reality, and only the people can receive the truth who know the truth. And then the truth sets them free. But the acceptance of that, let's go back to the seeing part. The people without vision perish. So the people who can't see it can't be it. Then the second step is acceptance, and then the third step, which is achievement. Because again, once you become and once you do, you can have. I believe this is what Reverend Ike was saying the whole time. I'll never get over that. When I grew up and someone from the East Coast would come down to Texas and they would, you know, put on a tape or whatever of Reverend Ike, and my family would just go wild with, get that stuff off of the record player. But what he was teaching was universal principles. See, accept, achieve. Be, do, have. And so the concept or the idea, if you will, in terms of achievement is based upon what we call the FCD principle. And achievement is not just to achieve things in reference to the things that you can have, but the things that you can share, the things that where you serve, where you build, where you enhance. Will you bless? Will you prosper other folks? And the FCD principle is based upon this: focus, commitment, and determination. And any achiever throughout the world is a person who is focused on what he or she has desired, and they've made a commitment with their lives to go and do and be and have. And then they also are determined to get it, determined to become the best that they can be. Determined, in other words, they can't be stopped. One of the things that Les Brown taught me early, two words, he said, you must be unstoppable. And if you look at the word unstoppable and you look at the definition to mean, it means you're unalterable. You just can't stop a person who is unstoppable. And many of us can grasp the concept or the energy of that word. But here's the word that he really threw me. And again, I'm a native Texan, so I didn't really get what he was saying. And he said, you must be unreasonable. And being unreasonable means that you don't look to the left or to the right of what other folks are looking at and what you're not seeking approval from anybody. But you're focused on what you want to achieve, what you desire, what you have your eyes focused on, your heart committed to, and to be determined to get it. And as you achieve those things, as you become unreasonable because you're not listening to the status quo. In other words, it was something that I read today in the Unity, Unity Daily Word. And it just simply said, I am transformed in mind, body, and spirit. And then the scripture that went with it said, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so the essence of where we are to see, to accept and achieve, that concept in its simplicity is powerful. And so for those who are listening, it is not rocket science. It's not, you don't have to invent anything. The issue is that you simply must get a principle and live the principle. And if it doesn't work for you, go back to what you're doing anyhow. But the key component is to be focused, to be committed, and be determined so that you can see, accept, and achieve the greatness that the Creator has put in you. And so it is.
So, Robert, so in relation to that, I mean, be unreasonable. I mean, that is really profound. You don't look to the right, don't look to the left, and don't seek anyone's approval. I totally get that. But let me ask you this question. So I don't look to the right, don't look to the left, and I keep going. What about all this competition or, whatever my intent is, I'm unreasonable in it, but what about all this competition around me? What about all these things that are bombarding me and aiming to stop me along my way, even though I'm determined? What would you have to say about that?
That's a good question, and that is, let me introduce a word here. Your intention, the power of intention, and your intention to produce the life that you desire. And the word desire in its Latin form means of the Father. So when you desire something, that the Creator already has you in that element, already has you finishing the race, already has you being successful, already has you being the best that you can be. Now let's go back to the FCD principle, and that is that you literally have to focus. Focus means to concentrate. And when you are focused, you can tell when a person is focused because they don't have time for nonsense. They don't have time for, in fact, someone just gave me this recently where they said that when you are a positive thinking person, you don't have time for negativity. You don't have time for what we call, I think Wayne Dyer talks about drapery talk, talking about the drapes, talk insequential stuff that doesn't really matter in the spiritual plane. So again, the focus has to be there. The commitment, when you're committed, here's the thing that I have found in my connection in the last 25 years as a speaker, trainer, author, and consultant. Here's what I found. I found that when you are committed, you will also be joined by other committed individuals, like-minded individuals, who will help you stay focused on your journey. And what will happen is you literally will leave the naysayers alone. They will just fall away. Many times it's your family, many times it's friends, many times it's neighbors. And let's look at the word competition. Here's a definition that I'd like your listeners to really take in and meditate on. You don't just take my word for it. Try it on and see if it fits for you. But think about this and get this as an affirmation. There is no competition in divine mind. I'll say it again. There is no competition in divine mind. And what that simply means to me, that my good has my name on it. Sister Layla's good has her name on it. Les Brown has his good has his name on it. All the people have their good. They have their names on good. The issue is, can you get it to you? Can you draw it to you? And so the word competition, I believe, was created by somebody else. It's certainly not a part of our perspective as African people. I just don't believe that. I just don't feel that. And when we get into that plane of consciousness where you're good and someone else is good and my good and someone else is good and we all celebrate our good, then I believe that's where we become a powerful community. And if you look at the word community, the last five letters in the word community is unity. And I believe that represents as so within, so without. Now, the third part of that in terms of answering your question, in terms of all the stuff that is coming at you from different angles and the news programming, understand the word program simply means programming. If you allow someone to program you, then you are not self-sufficient. You don't have high self-esteem. Again, program means to, again, radio program, television program, whatever program. And this is what I have learned, that if you are not programming yourself, someone else is going to program you.
Excuse me, Robert, you're breaking up. You must be
can you
listening.
Hear me?
You're breaking up.
I'm not very clear. Maybe. How about now?
Say something else.
Are we there now?
A little bit
Hello?
Better.
Is that better?
A little bit better. Yes.
Okay. Again, I just want to emphasize the word program, that if you are not programming yourself, something or somebody else will program you. And so let's go back to the word unreasonable. The concept is there. And if you look at in the Bible, Apostle Paul says, keep your eyes or keep your mind stayed on these things. And so the fundamental business or consciousness of sharing a vision is to make sure that we keep people's mind on peak performance, on elevated performance, elevated to consciousness of goodwill, of love, of harmony, of beauty, of abundance, good health, wealth, honor, faith, joy. And if you stay there, if you can stay there, even when the times get rough, you still can look at them in terms through optimistic eyes and an optimistic mind. So that to for me and to me is the concept of being unreasonable. It's staying the course, if you will, in the most simplistic word. It's to sustain the course, focus, commitment, and be determined to get to where you want to grow. And that's pun intended.
Yes, definitely.
So
Robert, you're still breaking. Yes, yeah, so it is. You're breaking up a little bit still. And that's really, really powerful because, you know, we do talk about that. You know, when we allow other devices or other aspects to permeate the core of our being through the sentinels, our eyes, or through our ears, then we are not in control, are we? We aren't. And
that's right.
Personally believe that part of the shifting that we talk about is the fact that we take our personal responsibilities, we take them on, and we challenge them, I mean, we handle them. They may be a challenge, but we handle them, and we conquer them, and then after we handle our personal affairs, and we go out there and conquer the rest of the matters that come at us victoriously. And because means that we're gaining our own mind and we're moving forward and conquering those principalities that aim to conquer our mind, because that's what they tell us, right? The mind is a terrible thing to waste, is what they tell
us. Yeah, that's one of my favorite charities, yes.
You know, however, you know, that's what this establishment uses to get their message across to us, and how that's what causes us to be those drones, that drone-like mentality.
Yes,
and that's
why the concept has to be: you have to focus, you have to be committed, you have to be determined to live your life with purpose and passion. And when you do that, the other things fall away. The same people, the people fall away from you. They don't want to be around that. Again, when you are optimist, pessimistic people don't hang around you. They talk about you, but they don't hang around you.
They scrap, right? They scrap, Robert, right?
Yes, they, you separate the wheat from the chaff.
Mm-hmm. So, Robert, I know that you do a lot of things with the youth. Can you elaborate on what you're doing with the youth? I think that's really key and pivotal.
Absolutely. Growing minds is really my passion, because someone, when I was a young man, young boy, actually, there are people, mentors, who came up on my path and showed me the way to go this way or that way, or and so gave me some personal power, gave me some information that helped out. And so that's always been very near and dear to me. The last 15 years, Sister Layla, we have been embarked on a summer tour where we go from generally about May 30th to August 30th, and we go around the country in various stops where we work with corporations and city governments and nonprofits and educational systems during the summer, but we also work with students. And the program is called the Mark of Greatness Tour. And for, again, since 15 years, we have been doing a little bit of it on a grander scale. And we have other speakers and trainers who are doing the same thing. We invite them to do programs in terms of communication skills, positive self-development, a positive mental attitude, and certainly goal setting and achieving principles. So it is a very rewarding rewarding event, if you will. And the great thing about it is that many of the students and the youth who have gone through the process of the Mark of Greatness Tour have come back now to mentor other students and to work with students in various areas, state of Oklahoma, the state of Kansas and Missouri, New Mexico and Arkansas, and of course, Texas. In fact, I just came out of Houston, Texas. I'm in Dallas today, but just came out of Houston, Texas, and doing a program that was just phenomenal. Had about 150 kids, and it was just great and terrific in terms of energy and the acceptance of even the principals and the counselors who were a part of it. So just by doing the Mark of Greatness Tour, the Creator has blessed us to do other things. And a superintendent or ex-superintendent was there, and he was with a new school district in Conroe. And this gentleman basically said, we would like to bring your program, the Sharing the Vision program, to Conroe. And so that's one of the blessings. As we bless others, we receive blessings. Again, in its simplicity, that if we're pouring the Mark of Greatness into these young minds, then they will grow up understanding and knowing that truly that the Mark of Greatness is in them. And then they will seek out their purpose. They will seek out their passion. Then they'll be persistent until they get it. So our youth programs, again, we also do leadership programs with community colleges in various areas across the country. Again, it's not just Robert E. Kreiner and Mr. Duke that are doing these things, but we have about 35 other speakers and trainers whom we have met, just like we met with Sister Layla. And so we bond where two or three are gathered together. The Christ consciousness is in the midst. And so what is happening now is a outpouring of our youth in terms of their unlimited potential and the unlimited possibilities that they have within them. So I am so excited about the Mark of Greatness Tour. And just a side note, Sister Layla, there are still people out there telling me personally that I cannot do the Mark of Greatness Tour. I can't take the summer off and do this. But we've been doing it for 15 years.
You know what? That's really funny. I have to laugh because that leads me into another question that I have for you, because I think that's so impactful, because our youth, obviously we understand that that's our future. But to talk to some of these young people, I mean, they're phenomenal. I'm not talking about even the, I don't even know the people that you're dealing with. I'm just talking about young people in general. You know, they have such brevity. They you know, we've talked about this, how they have a disconnect from the older generation because they're tired of they've seen what their parents have done, and they don't want to do what their parents have done. They want to do things from a different generation, which we'll call those the millennials. And then the millennials are now having children. The millennials are having children. Their children are just like, they're totally disconnected from their grandparents' mentality and way of thinking. And they have these adult conversations. They come up with these, you know, their philosophies are basic and simple because we understand truth is basic and simple. And it's very profound. So it's just beautiful to know that you're working with the youth. And the program has been going on for 15 years, and you're seeing the results of that come back to you. That's beautiful. The question that's
the exciting part about it. It's just exciting. And for any of your listeners who are thinking about working with youth or just doing a conversation or having a mentoring program, it is really, really easy to do. Again, any community center or program is looking for people to come in and just spend anywhere from a half hour to an hour with youth. Because, again, that's how the youth really process through the power of contact and energy. And as I said to some folks, again, over in Fort Smith, Arkansas, I said, you know, don't be afraid to hug. If your intention is to love and honor our children, don't be afraid to give them a hug. Don't be afraid to give them a hug. And I know the pessimistic and the naysayers, but what about all of that? I don't concentrate on that. That's not the message here. The message is that if the intention is divine, then it will produce its kind.
But, you know, Robert, that's really powerful that you say that because a lot of children don't get hugs from their own mothers and fathers. And the power of a hug is very therapeutic. That's the best word I can come up with. It's very therapeutic.
Yes.
It might not be received well initially because it's strange, but now, you know, and I know what you're talking about because all of a sudden, then when you're in the presence of, you know, you talk about these youth, they automatically walk to you with their arms open like they expect it, they want it, they yearn for it.
Yes. We do a lot of programs with the Boys and Girls Club. I grew up in the Boys Club, and so that we give back. That is one of our main charities with Sharing a Vision. And again, the Boys Club, the ages are from 6 to 18. Now, again, if you go in and do a program, a motivational program, and one of the main things that we do, Sister Layla, is to make sure that they affirm they're good. So we teach them this, and I believe you know it quite well. It simply says, my life is full of unlimited possibilities, and the mark of greatness is upon me. I'm going to the top. I cannot be stopped because I deserve the best. And then we command them or demand that they point to themselves and just simply say, I deserve the best. I deserve the best. I deserve the best. Now, after that, then after we're sort of milling around and visiting with the young people, and again, a 6, a 7-year-old, an 8-year-old is going to come up and embrace you because they're hearing this for the first time. And so they're honored. They feel blessed. They feel uplifted. They feel inspired because, again, for the first time, somebody is coming in and affirming them and having them affirm that their life is full of unlimited possibilities. It's not where you come from. It's where you're growing. And so in that concept, in that idea, that's where the power lies. And this is what I'll also say to your listeners, that if you are not working actively to embrace and empower children, then you're not doing nothing. And I know that's heavy, but that's what it is.
Yeah, it is. But it's true.
And let's go back to the concept of the scientific research on hugging. They said that you have to have 4 hugs a day. 4 hugs a day. And I was in Philadelphia just recently, and a guy came up. He said, well, what if you're single and what if you live by yourself? And I said, well, you get in the front of the mirror and hug yourself 4 times. Show yourself some love, okay? But the issue is that we as human beings, that we don't want to touch. We don't want to talk. We want to, you know, we pound sign. We high five. No, I believe in hugging. I believe in embracing. Sister Layla, you know, every time you're in my presence, every time I'm in your presence, we offer each other a hug. And we need to do more of that. And we can do more of that. And I believe that now is the divine time to do that. And so it is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. So, Robert, you know, with all this empowerment, you know, and then they leave the fold and they're back, everyone's back in their own environment. And we deal with everyone, youth, adults, it doesn't matter. We deal with all of the other aspects of life. I just want to ask your question and what your thought process is, because you and I were speaking about it, and you know, we go back to, you know, we're talking about the greatness within and everything is from the divine, and then all of a sudden we get back into the world, and now somebody's pointing a finger and saying, oh, well, you're this, you're that, you're this, you're that. What do you have to say about that? And then I want to lead into, you know, because you and I spoke a little bit about the Sandra Bland situation, because I think that they tie hand in hand. What do you have to say about this labeling situation?
Well, that's a great question. I do remember the conversation that we had, Sister Layla. And I would say this. There's a writer by the name of Søren Kierkegaard. He says, when you label me, you negate me. And so the concept is that, I know we all label. We all, to some degree, some, you know, man, woman, you know, boy, girl, you know, whatever. But the issue is that you have to be careful in labeling people. Very, very careful. Because, again, what you say will be the way. And I would just simply say this. It's the old African proverb, which I think is still strong, and I think many people say, no, somebody else said that. No, it's an African proverb, and that person got it from them. And that proverb says, know thyself. So when you know yourself, this is what my granddaddy taught me years ago, because I was an integrated child, an integration child, meaning when I came through the school system, that was when integration was first tried out or experienced, if you will. And so when the N word came up, and my granddaddy set me down, and he said, he placed a chair in front of me. And he said, if somebody called you a chair, are you a chair? And I said, no, granddaddy, I don't get it. What do you mean? And we just sat there for hours and hours. He said, are you that chair? And I said, no, sir, I'm not that chair. He said, then don't let anybody label you. Don't let anybody tell you who you are. And then he came back with something that was so powerful. He said, if somebody is calling that chair the N-word, where does the N-word start? Where does it appear? Well, the answer is, Sister Layla, it appears in the person who is using the word.
That's what I said.
So the issue, yep. The truth is revealed based upon with the concept that you must know who you are so that you can program yourself for success through focus, commitment, and determination. But the basis of all of that is that once you know yourself, you're free, because you know that God is in you, that you are God, and that you are loving, that you are giving, that you are dynamic, that you are wonderful, that you were created in the image of God. And so you're supposed to be successful. I have people who will come up to me and say, oh, my goodness. I said, well, how many children do you have? And they say, oh, I have three children. And again, they're all doing good, and none of them have gone to jail. And I'm thinking, I want to say to the woman or man and simply say, they're not supposed to go to jail. They're designed to be successful. They're designed to be divine, and that the mark of greatness is upon them. So again, this is the perspective, and let's go on to the next subject, which is the sister, Sister Bland, and I just want to say this. My condolences go out to the family of her family, and it's just amazing. I did get a chance to see her mother and her sister and quite eloquent and educated people. And I just as I said to you, Sister Layla, I have not been watching the news media. I have detached from that. I just pull myself away from that, and I don't see, it wasn't until I was literally in Houston that I was familiarized by a family member of the project or of the event itself. And I immediately, when I hear something of that nature, I immediately go into a fast and praying mode for all who are involved in that situation, and that the truth will be revealed. And it's like the serenity prayer. You know, God grant us the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And so I'm asking the Creator for wisdom. How do I help this situation? How do I heal this situation? And again, if I can't help or heal, then God, I know you can. And so I'm going to turn it over to you. And so it is.
Wow. Yeah, that is a very, very profound. I'm going to, we have quite a few listeners on the line. If you want to engage with Robert, I know Robert is open to at fielding any of your questions. If you kindly will press one, the call-in number is 657-383-0332, 657-383-0332, press 1, and we will hear what you, comment or question to Robert will be welcomed. So, Robert, what's next on your agenda? What do you have planned? You're doing so many different things.
We are finishing up the Market Greatness Tour. In fact, we go next week to my hometown of Wichita Falls, Texas, and we will work with the Sick Boys and Girls Clubs there. We will work with over, I would say, about 1,500 students and youth and get all kinds of hugs and high fives and pound signs. But more importantly, many of the students who are either in college or even in the private sector, entrepreneurs working for a company or an organization, corporate, they are coming back, and we're going to celebrate and have a big party through the sponsors that are really very active and alive with this project. So it's always good to really be received back in your hometown. For me, it just, you know, it's taken years, but again, we're working on that. That's part of that. And then getting prepared, we're working with teachers. We've been assigned to work with several teachers' organizations in the state of Texas and the state of Oklahoma to work on teachers, and we have a program or a motivational program that's called How to Motivate Yourself, How to Keep Yourself Motivated and Motivate Students to Succeed. And so we sing, we dance, we have a great time. We teach the fundamentals of with teachers that if you show a goal system to young people, that you can control the situation in terms of their opportunities and their unlimited possibilities. Certainly we're working, finishing out with our corporate clients that we have back east. We'll be in Boston and New York and New Jersey. We're going to have a great rest of the summer. And again, we're sharing a vision for folks to see, accept, and achieve their greatness. It's awesome.
Wonderful. Yama, are you there?
Yes, I am. Shalom, shalom, peace.
Shalom, shalom.
This network has brought on a wonderful person to just explain or just to give out every answer that people would need not to be other than in the light. I mean, this has been really powerful. And I know Layla have asked you, Robert, a lot of questions, and you have given excellent answers, and you have said so much truth, and you have shed so much light that it's so vibrant and very illuminating and very light. I mean, this is a light-filled show today. But I have a question I'd like to ask. You have stated that that you know, not believe. How do you get from believing to know?
Awesome question. Yeah, very, very good question. The believing is there. Believing is repetition is the mother of skill. And so when you know, when you believe something, if you really believe it, it will turn into a knowing. If you are challenged and can use the belief system to your advantage, then you know. If you cannot, then the belief, you will falter into doubt and fear.
Mm-hmm.
And when you know, it's because you have actually, let me give it the basic example. If you know how to ride a bike, you know how to ride a bike. Now, if anybody comes and says, hey, this is how you ride the bike, and you say, no, I know how to ride this bike. Thank you very much. Now, if you're going to ride the Tour de France and a major bicycle race, and the person comes and says, hey, I'm going to share with you how to ride this bike, then you have to go into a sense of information and more education in terms of knowing how to do that. The fundamental piece in terms of going from belief and knowing is this. You know when you have done it, when you do it, when you perform it. I like to tell folks all the time, I said, I have a trust fund. You know, they said, oh, you don't have a 401k or do you have a, I said, no, I have a trust fund. And the trust fund is that literally the first line of something Dr. Robert Shuler talked to me and shared with me years ago. He said, first of all, you've got to trust in God. And in trusting in God, you're actually trusting to the God within you. And then you, when you are faced with adversity, when you're faced with something that you say, wow, I can't overcome it, but do that power and that faith and that alignment with the Creator and you get through it, then you know.
Yes.
You know. There are people who are in your audience who know God is real. Yet, we still will limit God for a new car, a new house, and some other things, rather than saying, God, now I want you to manifest in me. And this is something that Miles Monroe talked about all the time, that if you're going to really be purposeful, you're going to really be purposeful, you're going to have to trust God to go beyond what you're doing right now. And when you know that God is real, then it becomes real. It becomes a reality. But the belief, from believing to knowing, it is a progress. It's a process. And one day you'll know.
Yeah, so there will be a segment of the population who, the words that you use, they'll be the knowing.
Yeah.
And I really like that because, you know, that's, Robert, I have been saying this, I know. And they say, no, I said, no, I know it already because I know it to be true. And a lot of things that you are speaking about, I know a lot of the audience, it has came to their mind, and this is a reinforcement for them to move from believing to knowing. Like you said, when you learn how to ride the bike, you know it. You don't have to believe I might be able to do it. No, you know it. And that's, I love it. That's an excellent place for people to be in the knowing, and then things manifest. And you laid down a foundation. I mean, this is beautiful. And that's where the Creator wants us to be. And he wants us to stop going around the mulberry bush.
Yes.
And complete things. I also like what you said about competing, because in my spirit, I always said, I don't want to compete with anyone. I just want to complete what I have to do. And if everybody their part, you know, there won't be any schisms and dislikes and prejudices and any and bigotry, because you complete what you have to do, because the reason why you're put on this earth. And so I'm really enjoying you, and I know the listeners are enjoying you also. And Layla asks you excellent questions, and you respond beautifully, powerfully, and it's gone out. It's going out to the universe, Robert, and I know you know that. And people, this is how we correct things that's going on in the earth. We have to speak it, and we have to be in the knowing. And Robert, thank you for that. Thank you.
Thank you. I honor you, and thank you for your blessing.
Is Brother Sharif, are you out there? I wanted Brother Sharif to have an opportunity to speak with you. I see he's there, but he must be.
I'm here. I'm here. Okay. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can.
Welcome. All right, beautiful. Am I echoing at all?
Just slightly, but we can hear you clearly.
Okay. Well, I don't want to echo at all, so let me remove the equipment that is doing. All right. Is that better?
Yes, much better. Thank you.
Great, great. Terrific show. I was sitting in the background as I was working. I want to welcome our brother Robert Kreiner to the show. Excellent job. I was able to listen to some of your material, and you are the up-and-coming and arrived addition to our great speakers, and Les Brown, and of course, Miles Monroe, whom I'm a fan of, both of those gentlemen. You are definitely walking in their tracks with the spirit, the intent, the enthusiasm, and the energy is especially similar, but in your own way, you're doing your thing. So I appreciate you being here. Appreciate you supporting Layla. Appreciate you coming and visiting Thor Radio Network. I enjoyed the show. I have no questions. Pretty much all the questions that you asked Layla, and as well as Yama and Brother Kreiner's monologue on the various topics and subject matters that we try to cover was completely expounded upon. So I'm well. I'm peaceful, and I enjoy the show. And again, welcome, and you know, please do visit us again. And this is a very great opportunity for everyone here in this community as we try to uplift spirits, because much of what we do requires that we have sound spirit, that we have we continue to elevate our consciousness and remain positive about the very destructive, confusing, conflicting series of events that is happening in our society. So your participation in this field is very, very much needed. It is a requirement, and for most it should be mandatory. So again, we thank you.
Thank you, my brother. I honor you and bless you. Thank you for the blessing.
Well, we've given people an opportunity. Our listeners, where are you? Don't you want to speak to Robert? Ask him a question or two? Or just like, did he cover everything? It was very astounding. I really, really appreciate the time that we've all spent together in talking about what really matters. Who we are, our spirituality, our connection with the divine, how we're supposed to engage in life with positiveness and with enthusiasm. You hear the enthusiasm coming out of Robert. That's why he's known as Mr. Enthusiasm. And that Optimist Creed that was played at the beginning, at the top of the show, and you know, Robert was prepared to recite it for you today, but the clip was there to make that happen. And that's something that I can tell you that I recite practically every day, and almost every day, not every day, but almost every day from the time I met Robert back in 2001. So that's, 14 years? Almost 14 years ago. And Robert, you've been doing this Mark of Greatness tour for 15 years. It's truly amazing. And what is happening with 15-year-olds, can you imagine if they were, 7 years old, 15, they're about 22 years old today, and they're coming back very dynamic with purpose and passion and drive. Do you know what that's going to do for the rest of for their communities and the rest of the country and the world, which is the world, we realize that, but the world, that's just so dynamic. And that greatness starts with us. It starts with you and I, that the I am within us. It starts with us to be able to make that difference and be the change we want to be in the world. It starts with us. And you look in the mirror, just like Robert said, you know, if you don't have anyone to hug, hug yourself and tell yourself you love yourself. That's really, really important. Tell yourself you love yourself. If you don't have anyone that told you to that they love you, I'm telling you I love you. Love yourself, hug yourself, and go love and go hug somebody else. Go hug somebody else. 4 hugs a day. That's really very telling from a scientific perspective. If you're not getting 4 hugs a day from somebody, then give yourself at least 4 hugs a day. Let me see if we have any other calls. Just press 1-657-383-0332, and we will be happy to receive you. Let's see. I think we have...
Layla, can I just say one thing real quick?
Yes, by all means. By all means.
Yes. Brother Robert, this should be a part of the public school curriculum for children. I mean, this is a strong foundation, and this is what is needed in the school systems. This is what's needed. Just what you outlined today.
Well, again, and so I thank you for touching and agreeing with me, because that's part of our purpose. We are working with the OEA, which is the Oklahoma Education Agency, as well as the TEA, the Texas Educational Agency, to implement it into various schools. And we have done that for the last 2 years. And those schools are seeing a significant in reference of kids wanting to go to school, wanting to learn, teachers enjoying, and again, I-N-J-O-Y-I-N-G. They are enjoying teaching again. So the fundamental, what you're saying is we are working on it as we speak. In fact, one of the schools that we're working with in the Dallas area is Judge Barefoot Sanders School. It's a magnet school. And those kids, we have 2 classes that are being taught Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And as these kids are working with this particular project and this product, Think and Grow Rich, by the time they enter college, by the time they come from college, they'll already be prepared and ready to make an incredible positive change in the world. So I say humbly that this is part of our intention, is to get the information into the hands of school systems. This fall, we'll also be going to Missouri and Kansas and to meet with the state superintendent so that we can at least offer it to them, because we don't go anywhere that the door's not open. We don't believe in kicking the door down, and that's not we don't waste our energy that way. We simply share it, and then if they are open to receive it, then by the power and grace of God, we go in the door and make an effective change. So I ask you and your listeners, and certainly Sister Layla knows and understands this, that we request your prayers and your meditation and your positive energy as this, because our intention is to change the educational system. And let's go back to the word education, that the education, and this is the fundamental thing that we say to the school higher-ups, if you will. We want them to understand this, that the word education, in its form, its Latin form, it means it's pronounced educar or educo, depending on who you're listening to. Now, the issue is the definition of it means to draw out. That's what education means, to draw out. And so the question we're having to ask these school superintendents and these school principals and the teachers, are you drawing out the greatness in that child? And if you're not, let's work on a way, on some success principles that help create that environment, to create that energy, to create that love, to create that harmony. And as we do that, you're talking about changing the world for the better.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is.
Yes. And oh, Brother Robert, when you spoke about community, that's when the community will be in unity, when you get the truth.
Yes.
You get things
yes.
that are going to benefit you. Wow, this is beautiful. Very powerful. Very powerful.
Well, Brother Robert, I don't see anyone that's raised their hand to speak to you. However, I do have a gift for all of us. I know, I'm just, but you laid it all out. I mean,
all praises
so
be to God.
Yes, that's right. All praises be to God.
All
I have a gift
be to God.
All the time, all the time. I have a gift for our listeners and those who will be listening by their time. There is I'm going to give a number out, and feel free on Monday through Friday to call this number if you want to change your mindset. Robert just talked about the thinking rich. I bring some of the things in the out of the book, The Laws of Success and Thinking Grow Rich, to some of the broadcasts that we do. I aim to live it, those principalities in my life. And if you want to be able to help yourself and to help those around you, there is a mastermind that goes on throughout the country, actually around the world. And what they do, because, you know, you should be reading a book. And if you're not reading a book, then this is a way that you can start reading a book. And you can read books that will feed your mind in a positive way. And this is the Think and Grow Rich is the name of the group. And they meet every morning, Monday through Friday, at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. They will read from one of the books of Napoleon Hill or some of the other people that have written books on positive mental health. And these are people who are looking to start a business. So these are people who are in business. These are school teachers. They're all people from all walks of life that are looking to do something in a positive way and change their internal world and their outer world. The number that I'm giving you is 712-432-0900. That's 712-432-0900. And the code for that call is 565-762-POUND. That's 565-762-POUND. We made a commitment that we wanted to be able to impact the world, to be able to help the world to elevate to a higher status. That's what the Women Re-Elevated is all about. But as we aim to do so, you're going to be able to also mastermind. Being able to speak out and talk to people, you're going to hear people after the reading. They're going to come out and tell you what it is that they learned from the reading that will help them to elevate themselves to a whole new level. And when you hear the different people share their ideas and what helped them, maybe that will help you to be able to help and then therefore help someone else. So that's 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that call lasts 1 hour. You can stay on it for as little as long as you want. You don't have to announce yourself. You can just listen. You can, and they'll tell you where you can get the books. You don't have to go buy the book. You can download them and have them on your laptop or your phone. Again, that number is 712-432-0900, 565-762-POUND. Robert, do you have any final words that you would like to say to our listeners?
I would simply like to say to challenge your listeners to take a look at the Optimist Creed. And let me give you an example. A young lady who is the daughter of Les Brown, her name is Ona Brown, and she does a radio show out of Florida. And I was on her show, and we were talking about different things, and she brought up the Optimist Creed. And when we talk about the Optimist Creed, people think that, you know, you're just sort of saying it and nothing really happens. But what I challenged her to do was to to say it for 21 straight days, morning, noon, and night. Now, this is Ona Brown, Les Brown's daughter, and she did that. And she, for the first week, for 7 days, she called me up and said, look, that is powerful. It's powerful. Now, she said, I've never thought of it. It's so simplistic, but it covers a multitude of emotions, attitudes, and even behaviors. And so what I'd like to suggest to your listeners is to get a copy. You can download it for free off of our website, www.iamsharingthevision.com, and you'll see it. You just download it just for free. And what I would like to challenge your listeners to do is to listen to that, listen to it with your heart and your mind. And when I mean listen, I mean just read it. Don't even say it. Just look at it and listen with your heart, your eyes, and your mind. And I know that's going in a whole different direction, but we'll explain it at some other time, maybe your next visit. But the issue comes down to this, that once you say it and you start to repeat it out loud, because what you say will be the way. And so you're saying the Optimist Creed. I promise myself to be so strong that nothing can disturb my peace of mind, to talk health and happiness and prosperity to every person I meet, to make all my friends feel that there's something in them, to look at the sunny side of everything and make my optimism come true, to think only of the best, to work only for the best, and to expect only the best, to be just as enthusiastic about the success of others as I am about my own, to forget the mistakes of the past, and press on to the greater achievements of the future, to wear a cheerful countenance at all times and give every person I meet a smile, to give so much time to the improvement of myself that I have no time to criticize others, to be too large for worry, too noble for anger, too strong for fear, and too happy to permit the presence of trouble. And so it is. Now, when you get to that point, something magical and mystical will happen in your spirit, in your mind, and in your body, and you will indeed become an optimist, because as you think, so shall you be. And as you become it, here's what will happen. You will be one of the greatest optimists in the world. And ladies and gentlemen, we need more optimists in the world. And so it is. God bless you and keep you. I love you to life. Please have me back on your show some other time, because I love the light that you guys are in. I love it. I love it. Thank you very much.
Always, Robert. Love, peace, and many, many blessings to you always. Love you to life as well. And with that being said, you just heard it from Robert E. Kleiner, Mr. Enthusiasm. I have no other words to say, other than what you say is the way. Love, peace, and blessings, everyone.
We're polishing up our act.